Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Supreme Court, I welcome Professor Richard Epstein, a senior fellow at the Hoover Institution, teaches law at NYU and the University of Chicago. And over these last months and year, Richard has been very generous in his column for Defining Ideas to write of the three cases before the Supreme Court, argued orally. Those cases are now decided upon by the court, and we have decisions in which Richard's recommendations have comported exactly with the results. We're going to seize on just one of them. One of them is about wetlands. One of them is about a property and taxes, and one of them is about art. We're going to seize on the wetlands piece because this is the one that speaks to a history of the EPA's overreach, the administrative state's overreach, meeting the court's resistance. Richard, a very good evening to you. The Wall Street Journal headline is alarming within these last hours. Supreme Court further erodes EPA's power. Subhead, justice limit agency's authority over wetlands after curbing its role in coal plant emissions last year. They're touting up how the conservative Supreme Court is challenging the administrative state, which is a topic you've written about for years. I want to be very specific about this present decision because my memory of it is that it turns on the claim by the EPA that a sometimes piece of water that has no connection to navigable waters comes under the authority of the EPA, and therefore they can order or give orders or give challenges to property owners. You've argued very carefully that it's not, well, I'm going to interpret it my way, it's not commonsensical. But the court now has come up with a decision that looks divided. Good evening to you, Richard.
Yes, it is divided on the nuances, but there's a clear direction. The parallel that you mentioned with respect to the decision in the West Virginia case is most applicable. At issue in that particular case is what do we mean by the best system of emissions reduction? And essentially, the folks who were on the right side of that issue says you could change the nature of the equipment in its immediate environment, but a system of emissions reduction does not include a nationwide mandate to abandon fossil fuels in favor of wind and solar, and that you can't do that in this particular fashion.
And that was the coal plant decision of 2022.
It's quite clear in terms of long-term structural implication. This decision is much more important than, say, the Dobbs case on abortion, because abortion has always been a one-off kind of issue, and that's going to go through the legislative situation and be done with. But this is a very permanent situation for all cases. And so the exact parallel that you have in the Sackett case is the government is starting to say, if you've got land anywhere within a watershed, miles of a navigable river, the ability of the government to regulate a navigable river gives it the ability to regulate everything that is related to that navigable issue, not in fact, but at least in theory. And so when you see these semi-hysterical headlines, that what this does is it prevents the government from doing its mandate to stop pollution, they're completely wrong. The situation is exactly the opposite. This is something which will actually force the government not to spend an enormous amount of time chasing after independent landowners whose land may be, quote unquote, a bit soggy, which covers a lot of territory, wasting resources doing that, rather than doing what they should do with the authority, which is to making sure that dredge and fill permits, which you need to keep these waterways running, are going to be adequately serviced and complete. So essentially, on the first level, what you want to do is to target your resources in the area in which they could do the greatest good. But if you turned out you have imperialists inside the government agencies, inside the EPA, what they do is they're just looking for new lands, quite literally, to conquer, to expand their jurisdiction without any demonstration that what they're going to do is actually going to improve things. And the second point is, that what we're talking about here is not, do we like pollution? Nobody likes pollution. Basically, my view is that's what you're always trying to target in these cases. But the issue is, at what time and in what form do you put the particular remedies in place? And it turns out in the classic common law definition, you do this two ways. One is if you actually have a navigable body of water and there's basically movement of the sand and so forth, it gets blocked up here, it gets too deep there. A dredge and fill permit, essentially something you have to always guard over because it's going to have an immediate and direct effect on the way in which this river works. And you have to be very, very careful that you're not going to do something which is going to destroy access to the river from the shores, or make it impossible for the waters to go slow enough so that you can preserve marine life, or damage navigation and so forth. You have to do constant direct management of these things because water is a very difficult resource because it serves so many different ends. Often these ends are in conflict and tension with each other. But you get all these wetlands and nothing's going on there. So what's the correct rule? The common law rule one, if it turns out there's now an imminent danger to a body of water from something on the land, at that point you can seek an injunction and damages for the harm that's already occurred. So in these particular cases, the correct approach is to say, you've got this stuff, Mr. Sackett. We will be able to stop you if it turns out that we can demonstrate that the runoff from your particular property is contaminating the water. That's a 1 in 1,000 shot at best. And so what you do is you say to the owner, you have to understand if this happens, they're going to be able to shut you down. And so what every sensible landowner does is they take great precautions to make sure that the things that go place on their property don't cause these external harms. Now, how can you measure this? Well, one of the things you could do is you take some marking dye, put it in the land, and then see whether or not you can detect that distinctive marker in the water 300 yards or 3 miles away. And the odds are 99.99 to 1 that you'll never be able to find that. And so what happens is you don't have to do anything. And on the other side of the situation is we never want to create a set of rules which allow you to shut down land use development, highly productive use, with fiendish kinds of fine when there's a 1 in 10,000 chance that something may happen. And remember, Sackett's land was probably worth $50,000. And they were putting on a fine of $30,000 or something like that per day for a violation of the statute. I mean, this is absolute madness in terms of the rules.
The Supreme Court reads their headlines, Richard. I think that's a paraphrase of the day. So we need to enter into the politics. You're arguing rationally about the difference between a puddle and a river or navigable waters. However, I note, I said this was a split decision. The five justices who voted to limit the EPA's reach in the Sackett case, Roberts, Thomas, Gorsuch, Barrett, joining Justice Alito's decision, the three understood left-of-center justices disagreed. Striking is Mr. Kavanaugh, in a separate decision, also disagreed. And if I summarize too generally, forgive me, but the Supreme Court's position and the administration's position in dissent is that this is a threat to wetlands, which are vital parts of the American river system, wetlands. And the court does not speak to that. It speaks to the term navigable waters. Therein lies the difference, I think, between the two positions.
Yeah, but navigable waters, certainly nobody is going to argue that if you have a river and there's a bunch of soggy wetlands right next to it, you don't have any worry about proving the interconnections and what it was back and forth between them. That's fine. Nobody wants to fight that. But to have a dry plot of land with neighbors on either side of it, you treated these things as building plots, you want to do it. So essentially the dissenting judges said Sackett is a complete case of override. But they wanted to then have a discussion about how close you have to be to a navigable river in order to be caught by the direct system of regulation. And they start drawing elaborate lines about that which adjoins and that which is adjacent and so forth to property. I think all of that stuff is fine. Look, the key point is everybody agreed what the EPA had done was completely unprincipled. Remember, this is a case that came up to this same court 13 years ago.
Yes, 2006, in which Justice Scalia, then on the court, called the EPA enlightened despots.
No, that was the Rapanos case. I'm talking about Sackett 1. Oh, which is 2010. But Rapanos is the case, essentially, in which Scalia's position has now been vindicated. Justice Kennedy, who was always a mischief maker, intellectually, he's always trying to balance something against something else, never to have any kind of clear rules. And he said, I want to see a substantial nexus, whatever that meant. And that got liberal and conservative interpretation. That stuff was, as my friend Jonathan Adler said, nobody took up the old line. So the whole spectrum has moved somewhat to the right. But the thought that there's some huge latent gap in this system, it's just
the
crazy.
White House's position, I'm sure you'll engage with this, Professor. Today's decision, writes the White House, after the Supreme Court passed down its decision, 5-1-4-3. Today's decision upends the legal framework that has protected America's water for decades, writes the administration. It also defies the science that confirms the critical role of wetlands. There it is. Wetlands in safeguarding our nation's streams, rivers, and lakes from chemicals and pollutants that harm the health and well-being of children, families, and communities. Politics, Professor, and always politics.
Well, look, the Biden administration is intellectually immature. If you actually can show, as I just said, that there are harmful chemicals coming from Mr. Sackett's property and reaching the waters, you could stop it. You don't need the Clean Water Act. This is designed for relief prior to injury. But the standard law on public nuisance at both state and federal level is that if there is an imminent danger of harm from pollutants, you can enjoin that harm on the one hand and sue in damages for the other. So the system essentially is this followed organizer. We take anticipatory action if you're a wetland, you know, lots of water, or a navigable river, because we have to manage that stuff or otherwise things could easily get out of control. But if you're dry land, we'll wait until we do something wrong and then we'll do it. And so the question is, can you tell the difference between a river which has, you know, lots of weeds and 3 feet of water beside it on the one hand and a dry part of land on the top? If you can't see that difference as an epistemological matter, then you're not fit to work on environmental issues. The problem about the Biden administration is that it believes that the single most important tool for understanding these problems is hysteria, whereas, in fact, the key issue in this and in every other case is one question. What remedies do you issue, and at what time do you start to issue them? That's a technical question in which you have to worry about over-enforcement to the same extent that you have to worry about under-enforcement. And what the Biden administration, kind of intellectual primitives, say is we don't worry about any of these kinds of distinctions. There's nothing that's going to happen if we give the government too much power, and there's terrible things that are going to happen if we give it too little. But what happens in this particular case, we know what goes wrong when you give the government too much power, because they can stop some poor sap from building on his land for 20 years with a series of threats of fines that are utterly abusive in terms of the way in which they behave. It is simply cruel behavior on the part of the EPA to take after Mr. Sackett in this way. And there are other cases where, again, the connection between lands and waters is not 300 yards. Sometimes they're 3 miles or 10 miles or whatever it is. And all of that stuff has to stop. Nobody but nobody is going to say, if you see water going back and forth between a river and a wetland, which is 3 feet of water, maybe not navigable, maybe navigable and so forth, that that's where you want to draw the line.
Justice Kavanaugh, I want to read his comment, Richard, because it also turns on this key word, wetlands. The court's new and overly narrow test, this is a dissent, may leave long regulated and long accepted to be regulable wetlands suddenly beyond the scope of the agency's regulatory authority, with negative consequences for waters of the United States. Justice Kavanaugh is turning into a pretty good version of Justice Kennedy.
Well, I think he is. I think he's being overly fearful. I mean, look, put me in charge of this, and this is the way in which you think about government. What happens is you have broader, narrow authority. What you want to do is to concentrate in the narrowest areas in which there's the greatest risk and leave everything else to a later day when, as and if, some harm should occur. Everything, if the government were to come through with a kind of a wetlands case of the sort that Justice Kavanaugh is describing, all five justices that voted against him would be with him on that particular issue. Nobody wants to pollute the waters of the United States. The question is, how do you define a wetland and when do you identify pollution? And on those particular cases, everybody agrees that Sackett is way out of line. And so the question to ask Justice Kavanaugh is, if they're making a decision that this indefensible in this case and keeping to it after they lost the first time in the Supreme Court, why should we have any confidence in their judgment about the proper scope of their own jurisdiction? They're utterly irresponsible in a case like this, and they have to be held to account.
Robert Zimmer has left us. The 15-year president of the University of Chicago. The professor knew Mr. Zimmer very well, and when we come back, in praise of Robert Zimmer, 1947 to 2023. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new ideal garage door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.